Trades NL is calling on political leaders to stop promising a solution and step forward with meaningful action. Executive Director of Trades NL, Darren King, joins us live by phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry Lynn.
So 80 to 85% of the trades workers that you represent are currently unemployed. So what needs to happen to get these people back to work?
Well, we've, as we said in our release, we've been advocating now for 6 months or more with respect to the oil and gas industry itself. We've been advocating maybe for more than a year outside of that for work for Newfoundlanders, Labradorians in general. Like, our position, I think, is that there's a level of activity here and engagement for both levels of government. On the federal government side, I think the federal minister and the prime minister and the cabinet need to step up and do something for the oil industry. The recent focus is clearly on the Husky project, where we had nearly 2,700 at peak. But, you know, let's not lose sight of the other aspects of the construction industry. There's also, should we get back on track, there's also the Terra Nova refit, which was scheduled to happen outside of the country and take the construction jobs with it. There's the Bay du Nord project upcoming, where there's no real commitment to construction jobs at this point in time. The other side of the equation, the provincial government has a role to play here as well. We've been advocating for an NL First policy, much the same as the provincial government entered into with the Muskrat Falls Agreement, where there was a hiring priority for Newfoundlanders and Labradorians first. There's percentages required for hiring of Indigenous and female workers. We're not seeing that in the province. I mean, we saw a release not long ago for a new mental health facility. No issue with money, obviously, because they were more than $30 million over the lowest bidder, yet they're not prepared to enter into an agreement that gives priority hiring to Newfoundlanders and Labradorians. And as we sit today, I think I mentioned this on your station last week, as we sit today, we're near the lowest in the country of females on construction projects. Less than 2 years ago, we were the highest with 14%. And that is because of a lack of commitment to hire Newfoundlanders and Labradorians first and put the necessary benefits in place on provincial construction projects.
Darren King, how urgent is the situation?
Well, this is extremely urgent, I mean, on two levels. You know, on one level, there's the pure personal side of things. We've got members that are hurting. Families that are hurting, people losing their jobs and literally don't know where their next paycheck is going to come from. And, that, you know, there's people with young families, children in school, and it's a dire situation. I mean, we've seen more inquiries and referrals to our member family assistance program in the last 6 months than we've probably seen in the last 5 years. And, you know, that's indicative of the manner in which people are hurting out there right now. The other side of it is there's also a strong possibility of losing our best and brightest workers to other parts of the country or other parts of the world, because people will not stay around here unless there's an opportunity. So we need government to step up and not just give rhetoric and kind words. We need actions that give confidence and hope to the people of the province and give workers of the province some sense that there's opportunity ahead and that we might be into a bumpy patch now, but over the next, you know, month or two or three, that things are going to rebound. Without that, I think we're just in a catastrophic situation.
And you say there's still no leadership from either the federal or provincial governments to get people back to work. So what would that leadership look like in your eyes?
Well, on the federal level, I think, you know, the time has come for the minister and the government to make a decision and communicate to the public here what, if anything, they're going to do for the oil industry. People need to know where we're headed and what the future holds. And if they're going to do something for the Husky project or for other aspects around incentives for development exploration, we need to know that. And from our perspective, whatever they do, it has to tie local jobs first to any monetary or other incentives that they provide. It will be of little use to the construction workers of this province, for example, if the Terra Nova refit received government incentives, but it got done over in Asia somewhere. The second thing is, as I said before, I mean, the province needs to step up. The province can easily adopt an NL First policy, the same as it has used in the Muskrat Falls project, and apply it to the mental health facility. That is a big construction job. There could be anywhere from 300 to 500 or 600 jobs down there. We're talking about the possibility of a new prison being built. There's other possible stimulus projects. If the provincial government adopted that policy, it would send a strong signal to the skilled trade workers of Newfoundland and Labrador that we value you, we're going to protect you, and we're going to ensure that you go to work first on any work in this province funded by taxpayers' dollars.
And Darren King, what happens if they don't adopt that policy? I mean, are you going to start seeing members leaving the province? Are they leaving now?
Well, definitely they're leaving now, for sure, because there are other parts of the country where the economy is rebounding and there are opportunities. But I think you know, we're going to see a brain drain as well, where we're going to lose our best and brightest, and it's probably going to set the skilled trades in this province back 30 or 40 years. Today, if you talk to anyone in the industry today, the skilled trades workers coming out of Newfoundland and Labrador rank up there with anywhere in the world. We've produced high-class projects, the Hebron Project, the Hibernia Project, the Valet Project, the Muskrat Falls Project, notwithstanding the political debate, but the technical merits of the Muskrat Falls Project is a marvel. And our Newfoundland and Labrador workers have done that. So we're recognized as the best and brightest from anywhere in the world. And we're going to lose that. And if we lose that, we're going to lose the capacity to attract future work to the province. And that, as I said, I just think is going to have a terrible effect on the long-term view of the economy of the province.
Yeah, and everybody says, you know, Newfoundlanders who leave always come back, but they don't necessarily come back to, you know, continue their lives and careers. So they just come back for a visit then, which is not the same. Darren King, we got to leave it there. I thank you so much for joining the VOCM Morning Show.
I appreciate the opportunity. Take care.